The top players to whom Ross Friedman refers are highly paid. Seattle Sounders star Clint Dempsey pulled in just under $6.7 million last year. Toronto's Michael Bradley earned $6.5 million in guaranteed money. But only a dozen or so players make seven figures, and the league is counting on their star power to increase the popularity of MLS. Rick Burton is a professor of sport management in Syracuse University's David B. Falk College of Sport and Human Dynamics. Rick, welcome to Only a Game.
Thanks, Bill. Pleasure to be here.
Let's start with the idea of using your top stars to build the brand of a league. In the NFL, a regular season matchup between the Broncos and the Patriots with over 100 players on the sidelines turns into Manning versus Brady. Why has that worked so well for the NFL?
I think there have always been stars associated with sports, but I think the guy who really deserves a lot of credit for changing the orientation is David Stern with the NBA. And he really looked at the kind of the Larry Bird, Magic Johnson phenomena and saw that if you started to promote the stars, you actually got more traction with the fans. And I think from that, we've seen it grow now to other leagues. And so in talking about Major League Soccer, I don't think it's unusual that Commissioner Garber kind of is taking a page from David Stern's playbook.
I want to ask you about your personal experience with this subject. From 2003 to 2007, you were the commissioner of the National Basketball League in Australia. How did marketing that league's stars work out down under?
You know, not great in a strange kind of way. I went down there kind of very much a disciple of David Stern's approach to the game. But the Australians have a very egalitarian approach to sport and really to life in general, and it was a really foreign concept to them to put an individual ahead of the team. My efforts to get the owners to really start to promote individuals didn't really work very well, and I needed to switch my tactics.
Even in a culture where marketing the stars does work, are there disadvantages to building the league's marketing around the power of a handful of individual players?
Well, there absolutely are. And I mean, one is injury, the other is arrest. And I think that, you know, when a team puts all of their eggs on the back of an individual player, it's a tricky process if you then have a problem with the athlete. I think there's also the component that Major League Soccer may deal with, which is that you can have kind of an us and them mentality. You know, it's Animal Farm. All the animals are equal, but a couple are more equal than the others. And it can break down in different ways.
MLS is almost 20 years old, but you could trace its focus on big-name players to 2007 when David Beckham signed with the LA Galaxy. Beckham brought a celebrity, obviously, that transcended soccer and the league. Today, the MLS website touts teams' big spending on global talents. In your view, how critical is star marketing to the league's future?
Well, I think it's important, but it's bothersome in some ways. America has changed a great deal. We've embraced soccer much more so. There are far more Americans following the English Premier League and La Liga and the Serie A. But if you put it on a particular star, you're actually acting in a lot of ways different from how it's being done in Europe. If you're paying a lot to a particular player and the final score is 1-0, and that player didn't score a goal, you probably also have a little bit of fan dissatisfaction because they've paid to come out and see a star.
Rick Burton served as the chief marketing officer for the U.S. Olympic Committee at the Beijing Games in 2008, and today he teaches sports management at Syracuse University. Rick, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Bill, pleasure to be with you today.